We continue today in our journey through Shmona Esrei, and yesterday we began the bracha of Tekah B'Shofar Gadol L'Cherusinu, the bracha in which we beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Messianic redemption. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we spoke about yesterday, to sound the great shofar, usher in the period of Mashiach, and the bracha ends, Baruch Atah Hashem, God, you are the source of all blessing, Mekabetz Nidche Amo Yisrael. God is the one who gathers the dispersed members of the Jewish people. We are a dispersed nation. Jews everywhere, since the temple was destroyed 2,000 years ago. Jews have been living in a diaspora, and even now, when we live in a time, thank God, when we are privileged to once again have the ability, to have the right, to have the privilege, to go back to Eretz Yisrael, until Mashiach comes, there's still a state of galus, there's still a state of dispersion, of diaspora. So we ask Hashem, Mekabetz Nidche Amo Yisrael, bring everybody back together, gather up the remnants, gather up the pieces, and bring us all back under your protective wing into the loving embrace of the Melech HaMashiach. So I saw a beautiful idea. The Chidah, Rechaim David Azulai, quotes the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, and the prophet Jeremiah records a conversation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Rachel Imenu. And Rachel, the matriarch Rachel, is davening, is praying for her children. Rachel mevaka al banei. Rachel cries for her children. She sees the suffering of Am Yisrael. She sees the difficulties, trials, and travails of the Jewish nation. And so she cries. And so God responds to Rachel, and he says to Rachel, Ko amar Hashem. So God says to Rachel, Mini kolech mibechi. Literally, stop your voice from crying, or withhold your voice from crying. Mini, hold back, restrain your voice from crying, ve'eineach min dima, your eyes from tearing, because yesh sachar lepulaseicha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I've heard your cries, I've heard your tefillos, and I promise you it's going to be okay. So the Chidah says something amazing. He says the word min'i, God says, min'i, hold back, restrain your voice from crying. Says the Chidah, min'i is Rashi Tevas, stands for mekabetz nidche amo Yisrael. Min'i mekabetz nidche amo Yisrael. And says the Chidah, from here you learn something amazing. Where does the Geula come from? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Mini kolech mibechi. Because of Rachel, because of your call, because of your voice, Min'i mekabetz nidche amo Yisrael, I will bring your children back. So from here, says the Chidah, we see the power of our voice. How does the power of the voice manifest itself? Says the Chidah, in our ability to learn. Our ability to articulate and to speak words of Torah. Every single time we learn, be it for 2 minutes or 2 hours, every single time we learn, whether you're learning something incredibly in depth or you're just picking up a sefer and just learning even a bit superficially or just on the fly, when you exercise your kol, when you exercise your voice, min'i mekabetz nidche amo Yisrael, when you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you use your kol. And the truth is, ideally we all want to daven with a lot of kavana, but sometimes I'm just not feeling it. And we make the mistake sometimes of thinking that a tefillah without kavana is unworthy. It's not true. Anytime you use your kol, anytime you use your voice, anytime you make your voice heard to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if it's not with the greatest amount of concentration and kavana, that kol is min'i. Min'i comes about because of kolech. Mekabetz nidche amo Yisrael occurs when there's a kol. We use our kol when we utter kind words to one another. We live in such a fractured world. We live in such a fractured society. We see everything that is happening all around us. And between racial tensions, coronavirus, the world seems to feel like it's hard to even look around and think, just a few months ago, I recognized this world, and now I go outside, I look around, and I barely recognize what is unfolding all around me. There's an opportunity we have to use our call, to use our voice, to say an encouraging word to another, uplift another with a compliment, say a good morning. And this is true to anyone. This is Jew and non-Jew alike. What you can accomplish with your call, what you can accomplish just with a simple gesture of friendship, of brotherhood, of unity, that kol has the power of min'i. Mekabetz nidche amo Yisrael. We all want to bring about Mashiach. We all want to bring about Geula. And here the Chidah tells us it's very simple. Just use your call. Just use your voice in the right way. Use it for Torah. Use it for tefillah. And use it to lift up and never chas v'shalom deconstruct the other. If the call is used in the right way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Mini'i mekabetz netche amo Yisrael. Geula comes when kolech. When in Meretz Hashem we find the koach to use our call in the right way to better ourselves and to the better the world around us. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.